5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Barry and Crystal Riggs.
Woo!
We apologize for not being here last week because someone over here had to deal with allergies and sickness and
couldn't even
cold.
Talk.
She was like wallowing in bed for like a week.
I know.
It's like, kill me now. So that's why we didn't record, because literally Crystal could not talk.
But here I am.
Yay. So, wait, what was that?
I was trying to say woo when it came out.
It sounded, you know, that's okay.
Woo.
That's right. Well, let's talk about our crazy circus.
Okay.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So this week,
sorry.
So we kind of have a couple weeks worth of stories. So we'll kind of mix and pick the best of what happened over the last couple weeks. But honey, tell us.
Well, you mentioned that I was feeling sick.
Yes.
I was really sick. And for some reason, the allergy medicine I was taking knocked me down so bad. It was bad. And we started reading.
I was taking care of an extra child.
Oh, oh me?
Burn.
I was like, wait, who did I watch? Jerk. Whatever. No. Whatever.
She wasn't that. She wasn't like that. No.
I know. Whenever I see those, you know, those mean jokes about how husbands are always the wussy sick ones.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when a mom gets sick, she still does everything.
She still does everything.
And the dad's like, oh, but it's totally the other way around. I'm like, my nose is running. I'm dying.
I can't cook dinner. Just go buy some pizza.
I know. It was bad. But I really was feeling terrible.
She was.
We watched a lot of TV last week.
We did.
But we started reading a book as a family.
We did.
And I slept through it all.
Not all of it, but
2 days ago. We've been reading it for a couple...
Like two weeks.
I didn't even hear the whole first half of the book because I was slept through it. Every time he'd start reading, I was like, oh, and I'm dead. Because I took medicine.
Yeah.
And then we started watching a show as a family. We found another cartoon show. And I slept through the entire thing.
Yep.
We started watching it 2 days ago, and I was like, wait, what?
What's going? What?
Now that I'm lucid again, why is there a platypus?
Who is this person?
So, it's been interesting.
But the book we've been reading is we started to read Harry Potter Book 3, because we finished James and the Giant Peach, and now we're going to Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. So, and our kids are loving it. I'm loving it.
But I'm kind of person who, when I read something, like, the next day, I forget it all. That's why I'm really good at rereading stuff. I could reread. And so, I don't remember Harry Potter. I read it when I was a kid. Well.
No, you didn't.
I read it.
As an adult.
As a young adult.
Younger adult.
Well, okay. Anyway, I don't remember it. I mean, I remember who the Prisoner of Azkaban is, but now that I'm lucid again, I'm seriously like, I don't remember. What happened?
Well.
At least watch the movie.
We'll watch the movie. Why do you need the book when there's the movie? But no, so we're doing that and it's lots of fun. And totally,
I love Harry Potter.
Totally recommend reading that with any of your family members.
Yeah, we've been talking about maybe purchasing a home because we're renting right now.
Yeah.
And we went to Lowe's and we're looking at paint colors. We're kind of mapping out, if we bought this house, here's what we would do. So we were window shopping and we told our kids, look at these paint colors and tell us what you would be interested in. And Grayson grabs two immediately and brings it over, and it's gold and burgundy.
It's the Gryffindor colors.
He's like, look! And I said, well, we might not paint it that color. And he was all bummed. He's like, but I want a Harry Potter room.
So.
I kind of want to do it, though.
We could do it.
We should.
It'd be pretty awesome. So, anyway. Continue on with your sickiness days.
Well, during my sickness, Jackson's decided to potty train himself.
Which is nice, because actually, I think all our kids did that.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing. If you have little babies, dude, I don't get why parents... I mean, I understand diapers are expensive and it, whatever, but I always hear parents be like, potty training's so frustrating. They just pee all over the place and, you know, I'm constantly doing laundry.
They're not listening to me or, you know.
Yeah. Wait till they're older.
Yeah.
Because, like Barry said, at three, all of our kids just do it themselves. And Jackson's been the best. We don't even have to remind him.
Yeah, he just goes and...
Like,
all of a sudden, we just hear him, like, in the bathroom, going to the bathroom. And we're like, what? Wait, what?
Right. And so, but for the first few weeks, he had to have this grand, like, he'd yes. come in and be like, I went potty.
We had to do the potty dance.
We have a potty song.
Yes.
More of a song that we do. We just say, Jackson went potty. Jackson went potty. La, 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 la. Woo! And he just sits there and eats it up. Like, you have to sing the whole song. And if you didn't sing... Then he'll go over to you and be like, I went potty.
Hello, I went potty.
Sing the song. So our whole family gets in on it. It's been fun.
Yeah.
But so the other day on Barry's lunch break, we were watching YouTube in our room and Jackson came in. He's like, I went potty. And we said, oh, that's great. And he walks off. And a few minutes later, he comes back in. I didn't know he's, what's the word? Hewink. So it, like, snatched it. My phone. He took my phone.
Okay.
What's the word for, like, pilfered my phone?
Pilfered? Really? That's the word you went for? My child pilfered my phone.
It's better than yoink. I'm acting it out.
Stole?
Snatched my phone.
Took? Simple words like that rather than pilfered?
Whatever. Anyway, he had taken my cell phone, and he came back, and he's like, look, my poopies. And he'd taken pictures of his poop.
He took a picture of his poop.
And the toilet. I still have it on my phone because it makes me laugh.
But
that's one proud boy.
But we had very few accidents, technically. Of course, that's with potty training. He has peed. But most of the time, it's like when he just doesn't get to the bathroom in time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going there. We've only had, two poop accidents. Two?
I think we talked about that one.
Yeah, I think we did. But, so...
Oh, no, we didn't talk about the one where I was doing laundry and all of a sudden all these turds start falling out of the basket, like, dried poop. And I was like, what the heck?
It was just old poo that was tucked in his one of his pair of underwear.
Yeah, but technically that was your fault.
That was my bad.
And so, guess who got to clean it up? This guy.
That's okay, it was dry. That means you could sweep it up.
I know. It was like a fun surprise.
Yay.
I love laundry.
So yay. He's pretty much potty trained himself. And now we can stop buying diapers. I mean, we still need to buy, like, nighttime pull-ups. Because he still needs that. And surprisingly, like, I don't know. Lacey, our 5-year-old, like, kind of backslid a little bit and started wetting the bed again. But I don't know if she had. So she started wearing nighttime pull-ups again. But I'm not sure if she has lately. So maybe we need to try.
Yeah, but she is a heavy sleeper.
Yeah.
So she wakes up because she has to go to the bathroom, she just starts crying and lays there.
She's just like...
She doesn't do anything about it. Yeah. We have to go in there.
I don't know. Maybe we've enabled her, though. It's like, if I just sit here and cry and whine, my parents will come in and take me to the potty.
I know. So we always go in there and we're like, do you have to go potty? And she's like, ugh.
And then we pick her up and take her to the potty and then take her back to bed.
I don't think she ever actually wakes up, though.
She wakes up enough to go potty.
I know, but she's always, like, her eyes never even open. Anyway, I love how we're just laying on the potty stories.
That's parent life.
I know.
You can't have parent life without potty.
Well, speaking of potty, now that the two older kids are back in school, I am back to having an audience while I go to the bathroom.
Yay!
And it really is, I'll say, hang on, guys, I'll be right back. You know, they'll be playing with Play-Doh or watching a show, and Jackson always goes, wait! And he runs after me. And then Lacey's like, hey. And then she follows. So they all come in with me to go to the bathroom.
And you let them?
Yeah. That's how my life has been for the last 9 years.
I'd be like, eh, wrong.
Well, anyway, the other day, the kids... Oh, this is when they were playing with Play-Doh. They're at the table. And so I was like, I'm just going to sneak away. So I start walking away, and all of a sudden I hear Jackson go, wait! And I started running. I ran to the bathroom, and I locked the door, because I was like, just give me a minute! And he's pounding at the door going, Mommy! And he takes it really hard. Like, it's like I'm saying, I don't love you anymore. I have locked the door! I don't love you! And so he just cries at the door and pounds on it, and his fingers are shoved underneath like... it makes me think of that movie.
Monsters?
No. What's that alien movie? M. Night Shyamalan. Signs, where the fingers jump out and it freaks you out. Anyway, my life's like an alien movie.
Sweet.
So that's my bathroom story. Oh, and then today, I said, I'll be back. I gotta go to the bathroom. And then Jackson said, wait. Lacey said, wait. And then Jay said, can I come too? And I was like, fine. So they're all there in there with me.
Wait, you let Jay in there
just
too?
Watching.
That's weird, honey. I know. That's weird. You what? Gotta nip that.
That's
in
large
the...
family life.
No, you gotta nip that in the bud. Like, I would never let any of them in the bathroom with me.
Well, maybe you're just not a fun potty person.
Or I'm don't like people watching me pee.
Anyway.
So,
what do you have?
We've been playing lots of games lately with the kids. Not video games specifically, but board games. We actually had, the other day, the girls went out and played, and Grayson didn't have a good time outside. And so he came in, and he was all bummed out, and we're like, hey, let's play some board games. We ended up playing like an hour-long board game session, and we fit like three different board games in there, and it was fun just to like, and Jackson kind of got in on it a little bit too, but it was like we spent quality time just with him, which we don't get to do often, so it was really nice.
It was nice.
And also something else that Grayson and I have started doing is we finally played Pokemon. Not Pokemon Go, but the actual card game Pokemon, and we sat down and we learned the rules and played and had a good time playing it. So the rules are actually very, very simple. Like, I was kind of surprised how simple the gameplay is.
Like, could I pick it up?
Like, I think anyone can pick it up.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
That simple. Like Grayson taught Jay. Jay knows how to play.
Jay can play it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like, that's how simple. That's how simple the
rules.
Then
I don't have
rules
to learn.
Like, he still needs to kind of like coach her a little bit.
Right.
But essentially, a 7-year-old can understand it, yeah,
well,
as well.
Well, it is Pokemon. Can't imagine they make it that challenging.
Yeah, but the cool thing is, it's simple, but adults can still enjoy doing it because you can add a lot of strategy involved in it. Be like, oh, I don't want to do this right now. I'll do it later. But whereas kids are like, boom, just do it right now. You mm-hmm. know? And so it's good for both audiences.
So do you recommend it?
I think so. I totally recommend. If you like playing like a card game with your strategy card game with your kids, I think that would be a fun one to introduce them to. You know, I wouldn't be able to play like Magic the Gathering with Grayson because, you know, Pokemon has like 5 rules.
Right.
Magic has like 100. So it's really complicated strategy card game. So, but Pokemon's like kind of like a gateway game into like other games, which will help Grayson with also board games and other strategy games that we play. And so I think it's
yeah,
a good
he
thing.
Recently said, can I learn some 10-plus games?
10-plus games.
Because we're crazy board gamers. We have a ton of games. A lot of them are adult, not adult, but adult age games.
They are games that children wouldn't understand how to play.
Right, but he wants to be like us so bad. So we're trying to get some more games that he can play. Which reminds me, the other day, we took our kids to the store, spent all their birthday money that they had accrued, and right after we took them shopping, we get a letter from a grandparent with a check for birthday money for all the kids. And so our kids didn't see that. And we spent it on Christmas.
On Christmas. So we're actually getting... We're actually getting a big jump on Christmas this year. It's kind of weird because we
got excited.
We're usually kind of those last minute shoppers.
Well, it helps that we got a check.
That's right.
We were given money.
Like free money. Woo!
And we said, we better spend this now, like on Christmas, or we're going to end up spending it on like, hey, let's go to dinner.
Let's go get some food.
Yeah, so we have little ears probably listening, so we can't tell you what we purchased, but it's going
to
be awesome.
That's right. We know that at least one of our children is listening to us through the walls. But yeah, so games, lots of fun games to be able to play. So Pokemon is a recommended game to learn from, let's say, 8+.
Right. And we also played, I would call this a Rick's Recommend, In a Pickle.
In a Pickle.
It's a word game. Grayson's just barely old enough to grasp it. Yeah. We had to help him through it.
Yeah.
But I think...
with some coaching.
8+ would be fun. Because it's kind of like apples to apples, but you're trying to make combinations with words. That's what I mean. The cards just have words.
The cards just have a single word on it, and you use them in a... various
sequence.
But so just go figure it out. It's called In a Pickle by Game Right Games.
It's fun.
And it's lots of fun too.
Recommended. Anyway, so this last week was homecoming.
Homecoming for our, you know, we live in a small town where there's only one high school. So homecoming is a really big deal. And so they had a homecoming parade. And the office, my office was closed early because we're on the street that homecoming is on. And so I was able to leave work early and attend the parade with the family. And that's lots of fun, you know, people throwing out candy, seeing the different schools' floats go by and stuff like that. It was pretty simple, nothing like mind-blowing or anything, but it was still fun.
Well, and our kids did well. What's funny is as I said, do you guys want to go to the homecoming parade? And they're like, what's that? And I was like, you know that thing where they walk by and throw candy at you? And they're like, yeah!
Candy!
Yeah, so we went, and they came home with a ton of candy. And someone in the float were throwing out, and I don't mean to sound awful, but Mexican candy?
Oh,
you know,
right.
Like the weird stuff.
Weird candy, yeah.
And one of them looks like just this nasty brown crusty ball thing.
Well, it looks like a Whopper almost.
But a crusty Whopper.
Yeah.
With orange flecks in it. It's supposed to be mango flavored, but we're laying in bed, or maybe I was just laying in bed. Why weren't you there? You weren't there for some reason. But anyway, I hear Grayson say, I dare you to taste this. And then all of a sudden, I hear Lacey at the garbage can going, bleh, bleh, bleh. And then she spits it out. And then Grayson opens it and hands it to Jay. And he's like, I dare you to taste this. And Lacey's like, yeah, taste it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You just watch your sister.
My kids are probably
like pretty much vomited
this
it out.
This is peer pressure. Anyway, so Jay just barely licks it. And she's like, bleh. And Lacey's still gagging. Running down the hall, and all of a sudden I hear go, it tastes like spicy poo!
Why would you know what that tastes like?
So, spicy poo.
Spicy poo.
I think they got it wrong on calling it mango flavored.
That's right. Spicy poo. But also for homecoming, Grayson's Cub Scout group was asked to do the flag ceremony, raising of the flag at the game. So, I ended up deciding to say, hey, well, if we're going to be there, we might as well stay for the football game, too. But Jay really wanted to go, too. So I actually took Grayson and Jay by myself to the football game. This was their very first football game experience. And, you know, they've never watched it, and they don't understand what's really going on. And I try to explain things to them as simple as possible. But they're always like, why are you screaming, Daddy? What happened? Because, you know, I get into sports when I watch things. And so when things happen, I was like, come on! And the kids are like, yeah, what's going on? So, but it was a fun experience and something that hopefully we can get more family members involved in next time. We just don't want to take, like, Jackson, because he'd just be, like, wandering around or something like that.
Right. Meanwhile, I was home with the two littles.
Yeah.
And part of me said, I should make this a fun night and let them stay up a little bit. Maybe we'll hang out, do some fun stuff.
That was your first mistake.
No. Well, it wasn't a mistake, because they were really both grumpy, and I could tell they were tired, and I was like, yeah, I'll just put them to bed. So I put them to bed, and both of them fall asleep immediately. And I'm out on the couch, and I was like, our house is so quiet. Because usually, like, Barry's recording a show, like another podcast, and I'm just out in the living room, and the kids come out all night long saying, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm bored, I just want to tell you this random thing. And so it was like I was really alone for the first time ever. And so I just sat on the couch and I read uninterrupted, and I finished Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yes.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome because the book was awesome and the silence was awesome.
It's technically script, but, you know, whatever.
It's in book form. Don't correct me.
But, no, that's a really good one. I really enjoyed reading that, too. And we had fun chatting about it. And they should do more stories. I love the Harry Potter world.
Anyway.
So, last thing before we get into our subject. We were watching a cartoon series called Kolopari, The Army of Frogs. It's a Netflix original show.
It's the first book we ever read as a family.
Yeah. And so we were excited to watch the cartoon version of it. And we watched, like, we've watched, like, I don't know, like 12 episodes already. And then we get to this one episode, and there is just, you know, it's about a war between the frogs and, like, the scorpions and stuff like that. So there's this, like, I guess, intense battle that was going on in this episode. And then all of a sudden, Lacey just, like, starts, like, like, freaking out. We're like, well, what's going on? And she started getting freaked out by the violence.
And she kept going, it's too scary.
And so we're like, oh, okay. So we turned it off. And we're like, okay, well, let's just watch something else. And we're like, hey, we tried the new, you know, tried to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You guys want to watch that again? Everyone's like,
yeah, with an age gap between 3 and 9, it's really hard to find something that everyone agrees on.
And everyone was like, yeah, let's watch that. And we're watching, we watched the first episode a while ago, so we're watching episode 2.
This is the newer one, not the cheesy 80s one.
Yeah, the newer one.
Which is awesome.
And it was going well at first, but then all of a sudden they're in this fight with this big plant creature. and all of a sudden, like, Jackson is, like, cowering against Crystal. And we're like, are you okay, Jackson? He's like, it's, you know, it's scary, basically. And we're like, oh, so we turned it off, and we realize Jackson's now to that age, to that point where he's starting to recognize, like, things that are scary to him. And we're like, oh, well, now we need to be really careful on what we watch, which is hard because
we love rated R slashers.
No, but it's hard because we have older kids that enjoy watching, you know, maybe shows with a little bit more action to it, I guess, but and our younger kids have just naturally watched it with them because that's the kind of the natural process of parenting and child life. The younger kids get earlier privileges than the older kids did because they're it's just
don't
happening.
Judge us, it happened,
it's just happening. So but now that's he's recognizing all those things, we need to figure out what to do.
Yeah, but it also was like, man, parenting win.
Yeah, two shows in a row that have freaked out our kids. We're like, way to have some nightmares tonight, guys. Woo!
You're welcome.
But, so that happened. So we need to be a little bit more careful.
I know. I guess we're just going to have to watch, like, Jake and the Neverland Pirates forever.
Forever. But something that we have been battling in our children and at home that we know that some of our listeners and other people have expressed their challenges with is children that tattle consistently and, like, just do it all the time. So we wanted to read an article. We found an article that talks about tattling and why kids tattle and how maybe you can handle that a little bit better than maybe that. Obviously, we read it because we feel that we can handle the situation better. So we found this article on MetroParent.com.
For Southeast Michigan.
Ooh. But it was actually recently updated in 2016. So, you know, some of this might be, you know, newly updated. And it has a list of 9 things that you could do to better handle your children tattling. How to respond to it.
Yeah.
How to respond.
It's not necessarily how to stop it, but
how to properly respond to your children tattling.
Right.
All
right.
So here are some tips.
Number one
is consider motivation. So it says, look at what prompted the tattling. If the child is speaking up because they haven't developed the cognitive skills to understand when it's important to not tell and what to tell. So
you're kind of mumbling.
Blah, 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 blah. But basically saying that kids don't understand when it actually is important to tell you when a rule is broken, whether it's a minor or a major thing.
By kids, they say around 8, you start learning.
Yeah.
To differentiate what's good and what's not good to tell.
Yes.
So that's what it means.
So like first.
Before 8, they might not even, they don't know.
So like
how to tell the difference.
Like first graders is really when it's, it starts a lot.
Really? So. I think 5 is a good age.
Well, yeah. Well, the older ones teach the younger ones. So okay. So the younger ones already know. But you need to understand, like, what's the motivation of tattling? Is it just because they feel like something's unfair, or they're trying to get their sibling or another child in trouble? They want attention or approval, or it's a deflection for something.
Right. Next one is brush aside, but don't boot. So basically, don't dismiss what your kid is saying, because that's not handling them emotionally well.
Yeah.
Feeding their love.
So listen to them. But
yeah, but they do say, try to downplay it, but don't boot them out. So they say, teach them the difference between trivial and timely telling. Like, don't come and tell them that your sister called you a silly name,
or
which we get all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Or like the example they get, like breaking your crayon.
Versus like, hey, that kid's playing with matches.
Yeah. That child's trying to burn something down. So that's a appropriate thing. Need to understand and recognize that.
Downplay, don't boot.
That's right.
Number 3.
Acknowledge, then ask. So many kids under 8 don't have the ability to determine what does and doesn't need to be told. So guide the process. So when a child comes to you with a story, listen, accept, and acknowledge the feelings, then ask. This is something that I've said a lot. Is someone going to get hurt? Is anyone crying? If the answer is no, then tell them they don't need to tell you that. And then just tell them to go back, and then they'll try to better understand and have better judgment calls. Like, be like, oh, well, you know, maybe my brother's not going to get hurt if he's doing that, but it, you know, or someone's crying, so maybe I should tell, type of thing.
Right. And I guess this is coming up, but we get a lot of tattling, and our kids play outside a lot, and they'll come in and be like, so-and-so said this to me. And I just say, like, I'm sorry. Okay, go play.
Go play.
And then they go right back out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at least they know that I
listen.
Yeah. I feel for you, kid, but tough.
Tough. Life stinks.
Life is unfair.
Get used to it.
Deal with it.
All right, next one.
I don't know where we are anymore. Partner and problem solve. Basically, be the coach that your child needs to learn how to problem solve. So you can tell them, hey, you guys are working well together. No one's in danger, so figure out your own solution.
All right, next one is be the mediator. So instead of, like, issuing judgment right away or anything like that, bring both children, have them both express what happened, and then help them to come to a conclusion or
just solution.
A solution, thank you. A solution of the situation. So you're trying to teach your kids how to problem solve and get through their issues rather than always having to rely upon you. So be the mediator and say, okay, let me hear both sides of the story. Now, what can you guys do to solve this? If they can't think of anything, then give them some suggestions.
And you don't even necessarily have to have both kids together.
Yeah.
You could just say, well, how do you think? Basically, you know how all parenting mumbo-jumbo is about making sure...
Parenting mumbo-jumbo!
You're not supposed to tell your kids things. You're supposed to encourage them to think of the answer on their own. That's basically what that is.
That's right.
Like, get them to figure out how to solve it.
Great.
Next one is skip the scolding. Like, don't take sides and don't punish.
Yeah.
Play the role of a supportive consultant, not a hired gun. So, it said you'll reinforce tattling if you act on their info. Which, I don't know, that one's a hard one for me.
It's kind of hard, because if it's not tattling, then you need to act upon it. Because if you don't ever act upon what your children are telling you, then they can't rely on you to do something when something actually needs to be done.
I feel like we're saying a lot of words, but it sounds really...
What? That totally made sense.
I'm sure it did. Maybe I'm tired.
Whatever. All right. Anyway, maximize...
But scolding is hard for me because if my kid comes in and says, so-and-so's throwing blocks at my head, which I get a lot, then I have to be like, stop throwing blocks!
Yeah.
You know, yell a couple rooms away.
Or you should, maybe we should be like, how do you think you should solve that? Throw blocks back at them? Right!
Right.
Figure that out. All right, next one is maximize listening skills. So be present, nurturing, and interested in what your child has to say. So minimize your response, and in time it will subside. So listen, but don't like feed what they're wanting out of you. So you're like, you want to listen to them, but then you're like, okay, well, that's nice.
I guess I need to be better about that, too. Because usually I just blow them off, like, yeah, whatever, go back outside.
So
leave me alone.
listen to them, but you minimize your response as well, and then eventually they won't come to you for everything relating to tattling, because they're like, oh, well,
but I think, whatever. I think a lot of times when our kids do tattle, our response is always, don't tattle.
Don't tattle.
You don't need to tattle. And I feel like that's kind of...
Well,
shutting the communication.
Or maybe they don't even understand what that means.
Yeah, so I think we need to be better about saying something different. Like, well, what? How does that make you feel?
If
or
you
what
can't
can you
say
do?
Anything nice, don't say anything at all.
If I hear you tattle one more time!
That's right. You're going down! All right, next one.
Words to use. It may help to arm yourself with kind, matter-of-fact phrases you can use in response. Like, there are only two grown-ups in this house, and it's our responsibility to enforce the rules. And I don't necessarily agree with that.
Why?
Saying like, we're the grown-ups, and you can just come to us because we're in charge. Because at some point, your kid's going to be in a situation where they do need to take charge. So I don't want them to think, well, there's no grown-ups here. I guess I just have to let this happen. To me, I don't know. What do you think about that? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't know. I think there's a difference between influencing your children not to take a charge, but also letting them know that they are not the ones that create and enforce the rules within your home.
Well, okay, for instance, if we have a kid playing with a pocket knife outside when they're not supposed to, and the other kid says, hey, don't do that, you're not supposed to do that, they're enforcing the rules. But I don't want them to think, oh, I'm not a grown-up, so I can't deal with this. That's kind of what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that's the point they're trying to make.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. To me, I don't think that's telling them that we're in charge will give them a complex that they can never be in charge.
But it could. That's the thing. You never know. Psychology is messed up.
Worst case scenario, woman.
No, I'm just saying, I've read Matilda.
And that's a book.
Yeah, and she retaliated.
Got powers? And retaliated with her magic
I'm
powers?
I'm just saying, when I hear that, I think of the dad of Matilda who's like, you're small, I'm big, you're a kid, and I'm the adult, and you do what I say. That's kind of how I feel it is. Like, I'm the adult, and you can't enforce rules. That's just me. That's how it feels like to me.
But our children can't enforce the rules.
Define enforce. Maybe that's why we're arguing here.
I don't know. Like, there's a difference between saying, having your kids tell the other kids, you can't do that because that's against the rules. That's not enforcing things.
You don't think that's enforcing?
No, that's just reminding them that's against the rules. Enforcing the rules is kind of like...
like we set the rules?
Like having consequences if you break the rules. That's enforcing the rules. We create them and then we enforce them by making sure that they are kept or having consequences if they're not kept. But just reminding someone not to break the rules is not enforcing the rules.
Well, is a kid going to understand that?
I don't know. Parenting's hard.
I'm just saying. I might say something else.
All right.
But I do like how it said, assuring kid cops that you are on the job may reduce their need to patrol.
Yeah. And we've had our case of kid cops before.
Yeah. That should be a TV show.
Kid cops. They're coming to get you. All right. Last one is to just wait it out. Most children eventually outgrow tattling as they mature. And if they don't, then they are shunned by society and become a victim.
Period.
That's essentially what the article is saying. Just like, if your children continue on the path of being a tattletale, people won't want to be
their... they said there's social consequences.
People won't want to be their friends or be around them and all that because they don't...
And it doesn't say they become a victim. It says, or they might become a victim of tattling and realize that that's lame and they don't want to do it anymore.
They become a victim. Don't tattle.
Of the kid cops.
You'll be a victim. Victim.
A victim.
A victim. So those are some tips on maybe how you can respond to tattling a little bit differently rather than just saying, don't tattle.
Personally, my favorite one is just wait it out.
Wait it out, yeah.
Because that's like, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
That's right.
You just hold in there, parents. You can do it.
All right. Well, that's it. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is obviously hard, but we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is the only way because we are the parents.
we're the podcasters. You're listening to us. Our way is the only way.
Bam.
No, not really.
Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can share your thoughts, and we sure hope you have some. definitely on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.